Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Dalet Omid Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing off Simin Tov Kuf Yotes, and actually doing Tov Kuf Chaf Aleph, and starting in Mitzvah Hashem Tov Kuf Chaf Bey. So a large agenda today. Let's get started. We begin at the very top line, Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Lahatir ulhavkia velachtov chosomu shebekelim shebekarka. If you want to go and untie or to open up and break open or to cut various seals that are on utensils or in the ground, l'shaber poskos, to open up various locks. So kedinam b'shabbos, kach dinam b'yontiv. The same halachas apply on Shabbos as they do on yontiv. And the Ramah points out, ayin el and simin shin yudalad, these are found in Hilchos Shabbos, in Siv Zayin over there, and the Mishnah Berurah adds, in Siv Katan Yud Beis, that it's also found in Siv Yud over there, shesham mevor adin b'chol protem. All of these dinim are brought down over there, ayin sham, Siv Dalad. The Mechaber writes, liktom, to go and cut, kash, some straw, or kesem, or a splinter, or tevin, or various types of wheat, grain, or atzei besamim, or spices. So in all of these situations, again, the halacha on yontif is the same as on Shabbos. Dinam b'yontif, kedinam b'shabbos, and these halachas, Ramah says, kedisa in simin shin chav beis in sif dalet. So we're not going to repeat all these halachas over here. They're the exact same. There's no difference between Shabbos and yontif. That makes sense because we have the rule, ein bin Shabbos liyontif elo ochol nefesh bovad. The only thing difference between them is food-related matters, and none of these relate to food. So the dinam for Shabbos should be the same as for yontif. Finally, Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Kimotim, to go and fold, to make certain creases, Sha'osim Anoshim, that was very common for women to do in various parts of their clothing. For example, Bavati's Rosein on their sleeves, or Bavati Shoken on their socks, on their hosiery. So, also, Lasos and Biyantif, Mishum Tikin Mone. This is not allowed to be done on Yantif because of the concern that you're Misakin Mone, that you're going to complete the Kli. The utensil isn't complete without these creases, and now you're going to do this, so you're going to have a problem. So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud Gimel, what's the issue? You likewise can't go and make any sorts of creases, including creases in the collar, shekorim kalinar, which is translated in the Tirgum as tzavor. This would be like to put a crease in the collar, to go and put in starch in the collar. To use it, press it in certain ways that they were accustomed to doing so. You're not allowed to do this on Yontif. And he points out, you're not even allowed to do this on Cholamoid. Kimvul and Kamen and Simon Tovkuf Memalev Sif Gimel, which we're learning when we get to the Lachas of Cholamoid, and that's because it is too much extra work. So that concludes Simon Tovkuf Yud Tes. Now we start Sif Simon Tovkuf Chav, which deals with sweeping the house. L'chabit Abayis. It's a short Sif. Short simon, it's only one sif. Mechaber writes sif aleph. Mechaber abayis, to go and sweep the house, to clean the house. Kedino b'shabbos, kach dino b'yontif. There is no difference here also as well between Shabbos and yontif. There's nothing to do with ochel nefesh. And the Ramah points out, ayin le'el and simon shin lamed zayin. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here in sif aleph that there it tells us, shom evor adin, imakar kol yom erutzav u'shar protim. Makes a difference what type of floor it is. Is it a dirt floor? Is it a hard covered floor? You know, a solid floor, rock floor? Is it linoleum, etc.? And there it tells us, shar protim. So here, the Dear Shu footnotes, in great detail, remind us of some of the halachas over there. I'll just summarize this footnote very briefly. And he starts off telling us the position of the Mechaber that says that if it's a house that has dirt floors, it's not merutzav, so if it doesn't have a proper floor, then you're not allowed to go and sweep it. But if it has a proper floor, so then you are allowed to sweep because there is no concern. He brings out what some of the concerns would be and why some people say that you're not allowed to go and do a non-dirt floor even if there's no concern with, let's say, ashvagumos, that you can fill in the holes, or you get a binyan in some sort, because we make a gzera, low plug. Then he brings down the Ramah that says, yesh machrim, shalol l'chabit sabayis, afilu b'vayis merutzav, that the Ramah passes that one should be more machmir, and he brings down, again, opinions as to what you can do to be makel if everybody in the town, today, nobody has dirt floors, so everybody has a hard floor, linoleum floor, wood floor, carpeting, etc., so then there is no problem, because there is no reason to make the gzera. He goes further and brings details about what about the concerns that the broom might break, and he brings down other concerns, the rest of this footnote, to remind us of everything that we learned over there. But since we have a lot of things to do today, we're going to go right to now. So that concludes Simon Tov Kuf Chav, and we start Tov Kuf Chav Aleph, which deals with lowering fruits, deal shilshul peros b'yontif v'mokom lokom, that you have fruits that are up drying on the roof, and a rainstorm is coming, and it's going to ruin those fruits, so what are you allowed to do with them on yontif? They're muktzah. So What are you allowed to do with them? So the Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph. Mashilin peros derech aruba. You're allowed to go and lower the fruits from a skylight in the roof. You have them up there on the roof, and you have some sort of a window, a skylight in the floor of that of the roof, and you're allowed to lower the fruits down. The Ramah says, Pirush, this is understood. Mashilim comes from the words in the pasuk ki yishal zeh sech. What does that mean? Kolomar mapilin haperos laretz. You're allowed to go and throw them and toss them through this skylight to land on the ground, and you're allowed to do this on Yom Tov. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Aleph, Pirush sheyesh peros alagak. You have these fruits on the rooftop. Beroa gishomim, and you see the rain's coming. Mimash mashin uboim. They look like it's going to be a very big rainstorm. Vefsho yishav oli dehevsin. It's going to ruin the fruits that you have up there. So therefore, the rabbi said, hitiru lo chacham litroch miyantif. The rabbis gave us permission to go and do this on yantif, to be matriach in this situation. Read them and to lower them to the house. Labai is derech aruba through the skylight shebagag that's on the roof. I dechevel olashlichem either via rope of some sort or to just toss them through the skylight. Because in both of these methodologies, with the rope or to toss them, the kimin shein bazet torach kolkach. It's not so much work and effort. He tiru lo mipnei hefsid mamona. The rabbis allowed you to do this because of the loss of money. Because technically there is no problem in Doraisa. Avo, below hefsid lo. But if there isn't a loss of money, then the rabbis didn't give you permission to do so. The issue footnote number one brings down, Hainu afshele inyan Shabbos, even though in regards to Shabbos we learned in Shin Lamed Ches, she'osar adavi, you can't do it because of the hefsid mamon, mishum shehi tircha shelo l'tzor Shabbos, because it's not at all useful for Shabbos. And therefore, we're not allowed to do this in regards to the Hilchos Shabbos. They were stricter. Sivkot and Beis, you can lower these fruits. V'afilu hayo peros harbisham. Even if there's a large quantity of fruits up there, you're still allowed to lower it through the skylight. Mutalo l'salik kulam visham. You can lower all of them. The issue footnote number two discusses avshel inyan muktza, that we see that sometimes the rabbis, even though there is in many cases no din of muktza, but sometimes the footnote points out that there are even stricter applications of muktzah on Yontif than on Shabbos, so nevertheless, we're allowed to do this over here. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, you can lower through the skylight. What is this aruba? Hu chalon hatsui b'tikras agak. As I said, it's a skylight. It's a window that's in the floor of the roof. Chaber continues. So therefore, you're allowed to lower it through the skylight. However, the lo yishal shlein, the Mechaber says, you're not allowed to lower it b'chalonos, with a window that's to the side of the roof. The lo yiridim b'sulamos, and likewise, you can't lower it through ladders. And likewise, lo yitautli migag legag, you can't bring it to another roof. Your roof doesn't have a skylight, but the roof next door has a skylight, so you can't move it from your roof to that roof, even though afav yishem shovim, even though the Mechaber says it's a flat ground, you don't have an extra tircha of lifting it up. As we'll see, the problem in lifting it up to the window is that that's an extra tircha. So here, even though it's not an extra tircha in the vertical axis, it's an extra tircha in the horizontal axis to go to the other roof, and all of these things are in tircha yisera, extra work, which you're not allowed to do. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Dalid, Rotz Lomar, what the Mechaber is telling us here is, Im hoyo hagag mukof b'mechitzos. So let's say this roof has walls around it. Ubi echo bin ha-mechitzos hoyachalon. And one of the walls has a window in it. So, osu lo ridom derech shom b'chevel. You can't lower it through this window via a rope to the ground, because the ikotirch yisera la losom arachalom ulo ridom. Because there's extra work involved in lifting it up to the window and then lowering it down. As the issue footnote number three says, Ulitzorch Tvar Mitzvah, however, Shemut Lahaskal Lufnos Otsav Efil B'Shabbos, Apshiesh Bezet Tirch Yisera. For a Dvar Mitzvah, you would be allowed to do this, even though there's a lot of extra work, by Hilcha Shabbos, so Mestam over here as well. For example, could go like V'Esach HaFetzim L'Shav Shleim HaChalona Suchadome, you would be allowed to go and do this for a Mitzvah. You need to clear the space, let's say, for a Shear, so that would be allowed over here as well. The Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, "Va'apilu miyirtze rak lahagbihim ad hachalon." If you're not going to lift them above the chalon, you're just going to lift them up to the roof. Ulashlichem derech sham arutza, and you're going to just toss it through there. Nevertheless, gamkin aser, because the hayah bezeh al kaponim tiruch lalosim, because to lift it up to the roof level, it's on the floor, and now you have to lift it up to the window level, not the roof level. You lift it up from the roof floor to the window, so it's 3 feet, 5 feet. You have to lift it up. That's a tircha that's extra, and you're not allowed to do this. However, he says, if the window is actually right by the floor, so then the leka tircha yisera, there is no extra work involved, and it's no different than a skylight. Just like you can push it down the skylight, you can push it through the window. Then it would be identical to the aruba, and it would be allowed. Mishabur Sivkan, hey, you can't lower through ladders. Rosh Lomar, what the Mechaber is telling us, the Mishabur says, is, let's say it's in bags. Likach, it's forbidden to take the bags, likach hasakim, these sacks, ulorid them lamata derech hasulam, to go carry them down via the ladder. Likewise, what did the madregos? You can't walk them down steps that you have there. Shalanu, like we have steps going up to our roof. Also, the havitir chisar, this is all extra work, and it's not allowed. Likewise, sivkot and vav, lo yitat lemigal gai, you can't bring them from your roof to your friend's roof. For example, hainu she'enu aruba begag zeh, you don't have a skylight in your roof, and you want to lower the fruits. Verotzo lichem legag hasomichlo, and you want to bring it to your friend's roof that does have a skylight. Sheish bar aruba, lapilam derok sham, and to throw them down in his skylight so it won't get wet. Also, you're not allowed to do this because the nechshav tircha yisera. This is all considered extra work. And certainly, the kol shekein, shalom v'malkim efsid, if there's not going to be any financial loss, they'll get wet, then they'll dry off and they'll be fine. But now they also latal t'leim migai ligai. You certainly can't move them from one rooftop to another rooftop. And this is true, we said, sivkot and zayin, af pim shem shavim, even if they're the same level, you don't have any lifting to do, it's just going sideways. No vertical component, only horizontal component. Shein echod gavol mechavero, one is not higher than the other, nevertheless, even just moving horizontally is not allowed. Sif base, the Mechaber writes, Mutu lechasus peros o kadayayin, you would be allowed to go cover up fruits, or to cover up barrels or jugs of wine, o levenim, or bricks, we'll see these are building bricks, so they're muktzah, nipnei hadelech, because water is pouring onto them, so you're allowed to cover them up. Mishabur explains the Zivkar Nches, afilu he muktzah, even if they are muktzah, you're allowed to do this, kigon, shein seduros, om dos levenim, for example, if the bricks are building bricks, so they're not able to be moved themselves. The Chanal, the Simon, Shinches, Siv Zayin, Yud Zayin, nevertheless, Mutu Lechasus Osan Shaloi Mochu. You are allowed to go and cover them up so they shouldn't disintegrate, they shouldn't get all wet and fall apart from the rain or the water. The Dirshu footnote number 4 brings down, Avalataltalas Alavainim, Bishul Lechasus Osan, if you have to move the bricks in order to cover them up, so then we learned in Shin Lamed Ches, in regards to Chashabas, Osir, Afilu Ein Lo B'melech Hasos, and if you have nothing over here to cover them with, you're not allowed to move them. He says, V'af L'taltalon L'tzorach Gufan Omer Komon, and even to move them for their own usage, for the you need the place or you need those bricks, so we brought down previously that that's not allowed as well. Sh'osir, U'mishum She'en Aleim Shem Kli, V'chashuvas Kavon, because they don't have the status of being a utensil, and they have the status of being like stones, and shalom u'il b'hen machshava, and your thoughts to use them don't work. Afilu choshev aleim erev Shabbos, and even if you try to make them unmuktzah on erev Shabbos, v'achli shemachasibo, and this tarp or whatever it is that you're covering them up with, so shulchan aruch harav brought down in hilchos Shabbos, shenu dafku kli hamutu betoto. That has to be a kli itself in order to be able to go and move it. Now we go to Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, "Litin kli tachas adelef, to put some sort of a bucket or a kli, a vessel, underneath the flow of water." Kedino b'Shabbos, kach dinu b'yontif. That halacha would apply Shabbos and Yontif as well. And again, the Ramah tells us where we learn this. Ayin la'el and simin shin lamed ches if ches. The Mishnah Berurah adds that in Siv Katan Tes that he tells us shadolef derech hatikra, that it's flowing down from the roof. Kadesh lo yitane if it's a vice, in order that it shouldn't go and ruin the house, so you're allowed to or not allowed to put a bucket over there. That's what we discussed in Hilchos Shabbos. The same thing applies in Hilchos Yontif. And Dirshu footnote number 6 brings down that we learned over there, she'im mei hadelef ru'uyim l'ruchitza o lishasiyas habehema. If this rainwater that's flowing off from your roof, it's ruining whatever it is that it's ruining, if that water is usable on Shabbos or Yontif for Rechitza purposes or Shasiya purposes for your animal, so then you're allowed to put a Kli underneath it because that's not going to make it into a Graf Shori. It's not going to make it into a utensil that is now disgusting. But if this rainwater is not usable at all, so then you're turning this utensil into a Graf Shori, which you're not allowed to do L'chatrila. You can't make a Graf Shori. Once it's a Graf Shori, you're allowed to move it. But you're not allowed to go make a Graf Shori L'chatrila. However, he does bring down, if somebody did this, then you would be allowed to move it if it's bothering somebody. In other words, if it's covered a brios issue, once it's there already, so then you would be allowed to move it, albeit you shouldn't have done that lechatchila. With that, we conclude Simen Tav Kuf Chav Aleph, and we start Tav Kuf Chav Beis, which deals with various miscellaneous items, and we're going to start off with walking sticks. So the Mechaber starts with Sif Aleph. Ein Hasum, a blind person, is not allowed to go out. Yotzei b'maklo, can't go out with a stick. Below Aroa b'tarmilo. And likewise, a shepherd can't go out with his backpack. Now, what are we talking about over here? It's very important to see the Shaar HaTzion over here in Os Aleph. And he brings down, Im Hiskin kol kach, she'ef shelo lelech klal b'li makel. If the person is unable to walk without this makel. So he's either so old he needs it for support, it's like a walker, or a stick of some sort, or it's a blind person and he needs his cane to help him get about. He can't walk without that. So then the Chofetz Chaim writes, mutter afilu b'Shabbos, then that's permissible even on Shabbos. And we learned this in the Mishnah Berurah back in Simon Shin Aleph, and the dinim there were discussed, and we can see them in the issue footnote number 1, where he brings down Shekivan She'enu Yochel Olechas Klal Bli Hamakel, since he can't walk without this stick at all. Afil Beveso, even in his house he uses this, so then it's not considered for him a masui, it's not considered carrying. And he also writes down in regards to a lame person, Linyan Chiger, Imen Yochel Olechas Bli Makel, if he can't walk without a stick, Shenechshav Hamakel Etzlo Kamo Na'al Shlo, it's like his shoe, and he can go with the stick, and therefore, if you can do this for Shabbos, certainly Linyan Yontif, Ein Zenechshav Kimazal Zbi Yontif, it's not called desecrating Yontif, it's not called taking Yontif lightly. This is something that's essential for him. He can do it on Shabbos, he can even use it on Yontif. Now, this is a separate discussion in terms of carrying that we didn't discuss. Here we're talking about just using it in a place where there is no problem of carrying. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah now says in Sif Katan Aleph, who had din zaki, the same halacha applies not only to a blind person, to an older person as well, as we just pointed out. Sif Katan Beis, the Mechaber said you can't go out with the makel unless it was necessary, absolutely essential. Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu Lusha Sarabim Lakamelis. He's talking about going into a public place where you're not allowed to carry. Mitneshu Derechol, the Zilzul Yomtev. To go into those public places is something that is like a weekly activity, and therefore it's a Zilzul, and you can't do this on Yomtev. Kivish Eshel Olech Blow Makel Zeh, because we're talking here, we can go without this stick. Veinotlo El Lasakin Uliashib Siosov. And he's only doing it to help him a little bit, but it's not that he can't walk without it. Why do we mention the shepherd can't come out with his backpack? We're talking here to a public area, like the Rosh Hashanah or the Karmelis, and the reasoning is, because it's desecrating, it's denigrating to the Yontif to go in that public area. It looks like you're doing all sorts of weekday activities. Now let's look at the issue footnotes 2, 3, and 4. So in the issue foot number 2, it brings down, to walk out with a walking stick that very important people walk out with such a walking stick. So then in Hilchos Shabbos, we said, Shemuter dafko im miskadibo, if it's something that really is necessary for your kavod, so you're allowed to do this. Or if you need it a little bit, you can do so. Because it's not a zilusa, it's not a denigration. And this is only, of course, within the Erev. Avachutz le'Erev, avilu bofadim elu also. But if it's a carrying problem, so then you can't do this on Shabbos, obviously. Ulinin shadzorim shalo gozer v'em chazal, in regards to other things that chazal were not gozer on, for example, a wheelchair, kisei galgalim. So Rav Nissen Karlitz, Zatzal, brings down, shnir shavshi yecholun loches belize mikom mokom mutar adover. Let's say a person's not paralyzed, but now he has a broken leg and he needs to go in the wheelchair, but he could walk a little bit, it's hard, so he's allowed to go in the wheelchair. That's not a problem. The issue foot number 3 brings down for Rav Nissen Karlitz as well. If you go carefully look at the language of the Rambam, he says, the reasoning is that you shouldn't do weekday activity here. Mashma, if you do things the same way on Yontif, you do on a weekday, that's the zilzul, that's the denigration. And it's not a maris ayin issue, oh, look what he's going to work. But no, it's just improper to go and do things on Yontif that you would do on a weekday in the same normal way. Finally, the issue foot number 4 brings down, Abolim Klal, Eino Makus, Amokus, Shuor, Otsu, Lechus. If he doesn't know where he's going, and without the stick, he's going to fall, so then the Yerach HaShukhan says, of course he can, Mutal, Otsu, Lobo, Makus. Then you can take the stick with you. On the other hand, in the Shmir Shavas, Gehilchus, Rav Nuor, Zatzal, brings down from the Miri, he's not sure if this is the case, and he says, La Loch Lamais, you have to ask a Talmud Chacham each time. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "V'din chiger for a lame person, dino b'yontiv, kimo dino b'shabbos." The halachos for a lame person, the same as Shabbos and Yontiv. And he says, "Look for these halachos." The Ramah says, "Ayin la'el and simin shinalev siv yuzayin." We also discussed the Mishnah Berurah and Siv Katan Gimel explains, "V'hu adin le'inyan cholish shama b'choy." The same thing would apply not only for a lame person, but a person who's weak from getting up from his sickness. And these were discussed with Chanal and simin shinalev siv yuzayin. The issue footnote number 8 brings down that there we discussed that a chiger or a chole, shama michoyo, ain't a yochol lechas b'li makel, they can't walk without their stick, and therefore they can use the stick. But if they really don't need the stick, then they shouldn't use the stick. What happens if you only need it when you're walking up a slope or up steps, but you can walk straight on a flat ground without it? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is brought down the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa, is left with a tzorichi, and he's mistapik, can you use it? And you have to be concerned that at the points that he doesn't need it, he's just going to carry it. And therefore, he's not sure what, in that situation, one should do. With this, we conclude today's shiur.